Second down and 10. The ball resting at the Birmingham 40. It's second and 10. The Gamblers put Sanders in motion to the left. They're going to bring a blitz. Kelly under pressure throws. It's a tipped pass. It's caught. And it's there. First and 10 at the 21. A 19-yard gain to Ricky Sanders. For a moment, it looked like Kelly was going to overthrow Sanders and he'd be out of bounds when he made the catch. But he put both feet in. It's a big play. First and 10, just shy of the 21.
What if that ball hadn't been tipped and he had cut it out in the open field? Someone blew an assignment there from the Birmingham standpoint. He was wide open. If he had caught the ball without having to wait for it being tipped, he might have taken it on into the end zone.
Boy, if it was a tipped pass, Jim Kelly put a lot of sauce on that thing, and the replay shows I think they got away with one, Ed. He only got 1 foot in. But never you mind. It's first and 10, just shy of the 21 for the Gamblers. Johnson's in motion to the right. Kelly, under a four-man rush, has time. Throws, has a man. Richard Johnson, touchdown! Johnson, over the head of David Dumars, scores, and it's tied up!
Well, what a good play that was by both Johnson and Kelly. Now, it looks like he didn't have much velocity on it, but he laid it over the top of the people right into his hands, and that's the kind of thing that'll quiet a crowd. Now the Gamblers are in a position they can go ahead in the third quarter where they really hadn't done a very good job.
Richard Johnson, his sixth catch. He's got 100 yards now, and he's got his first touchdown catch of the day. Tony Fritsch will add on the extra point and perhaps give the Gamblers their first lead of the day. As the replay shows, the ball was right over the head of David Dumars, and Richard Johnson had to jump to make that catch. Tommy Myers to hold. The snap from Carl Allen. Good snap, good hold. And the good extra point, and the Gamblers lead at 17-16 with 5:01 left to go in the third quarter. And boy, oh boy, now the Gambler defense can go out there and maybe lay their head back and go after Birmingham. This might be the time for a big defensive play.